And welcome to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. Today is Monday, July 1st. I want to give a quick shout out to Sarah Blake and her husband. We interviewed Sarah's husband last Friday on Community Voice, representing the West Georgia Historical Society. Shout out to them, dropping off some donuts this morning. I'm telling you, based on the kindness of our listeners, I feel like I'm going to end up gaining about 10 pounds. But we're very glad to start off the week on a great note, especially since we have our guest today. Today we got Terry Lowry, a conductor of the Carroll Symphony, the Carrollton Jazz Orchestra, and the Carrollton Wind Ensemble, which will all be filling the air with American music for 3 days, starting tomorrow, July 2nd, and continuing Wednesday, July 3rd, and capping off on Thursday, July 4th. Admission to each of these family-friendly events is free. I want to make sure everyone knows that. Fresh off their successful tour of Italy, the Carrollton Wind Ensemble kicks off the celebratory days, taking the stage at the Amp at 8 p.m. for their American Marches and More concert. Carrollton Jazz Orchestra performs American Jazz at the Amp at 8 p.m. on Wednesday, and the Carroll Symphony Orchestra caps off the 4th of July celebrations with friends and families on the ground on the grounds of Carrollton City Schools. Of course, the 2024 Sounds of Liberty concert begins at 8:30, and everybody be sure to stick around for the fireworks display. Everyone loves the fireworks that they put together for this event. You get to enjoy those accompanied by everyone's favorite patriotic melodies. Today we got the man in studio, Terry Lowry, a conductor and music director for all the aforementioned organizations. Good morning, Terry.
Morning, Josh. How you doing?
Fabulous. Thank you for joining us on this bright early Monday morning.
Thank you for having me.
We always love you on the show. This is a busy week for you guys.
That's a great week, man. This is our favorite week of the whole year. We're going to kick off the patriotic season tomorrow night with the Carrollton Wind Ensemble at the Amp at 8 o'clock. We're going to play some John Philip Sousa, going to play some Leonard Bernstein, some Gershwin. It's going to be a great night. We're going to be joined by our intern with the CSO this year is Bremen native Eli Parrish. A lot of people have known Eli his whole life and followed his musical growth. He's going to be conducting a couple of pieces on that concert. Then on Wednesday night, the 3rd, the Carrollton Jazz Orchestra will play. We presented this program up in Canton on Saturday night. It was a huge success. Can't wait for our home folks in Carrollton to hear it. American jazz, of course, most jazz is American, so it's kind of an easy sell for us. But it's a fun program that we all love to play in and look forward to playing for our folks here. And then Thursday night, Sounds of Liberty at 8:15 in front of Carrollton Elementary School. We're going to honor our veterans. We're going to pay tribute to Gold Star families. We're going to play John Philip Sousa and Aaron Copland and George Gershwin, and we're even going to premiere a brand new composition by Eli Parrish. He's going to be there to conduct his new piece. So it's going to be just a terrific night. We've been doing this for over 20 years. 10,000 people come. The fireworks presented by the city of Carrollton are huge. It's just a great night. In a time when our country can feel divided politically, it's one day where everybody just kind of puts all that down and they come together to have a birthday party, and we try to throw the best birthday party you can imagine. So come on down. It's free. Come early, get a great spot there on the lawn in front of the stage. Bring your baseball gloves, your beach balls, your picnic baskets, and just have a great time at our nation's birthday party.
I love coming out for this event because it's essentially a Norman Rockwell painting manifest. I see blankets all over the greenery, out in the grass.
Kids everywhere.
Everywhere. They're having a blast. Everybody's got flags. Everybody's happy. Like you said, they're playing baseball, having a picnic, just getting ready, and often surrounded by veterans from every war you could imagine.
That's right.
And all getting together to celebrate this music. I did want to mention two quick things. We are live streaming this morning's program on our WLBB Facebook page, as well as the live stream on graticommunications.com. If you have any questions or comments, like our beloved Jessica Kay from KISS 102.7 that just posted a bunch of waving emojis, the DJs and I, we love Terry. We love to get to talk about
Jessica.
Some of the exciting things that are going on. Speaking of exciting, I touched on it briefly earlier, but I mean, The wind ensemble, you and the wind ensemble, you just completed a tour of Italy. Could we speak a bit about that?
Oh, absolutely. And I think a lot of people right now know that we've been planning this. We've been talking about it for about 2 years. We've been raising money to make this happen. We've received tremendous support from the community. The wind ensemble worked really hard to fund this trip. So 9 days in Italy, 5 concerts. We were in Venice, Florence, Rome, Frascati, Lucca, Ippoli. We got to, of course, see all the wonderful, beautiful sites, the Statue of David, the St. Mark's Square in Venice. But the important thing is we did 5 concerts for huge and enthusiastic audiences. It went so well, we even had to add an extra piece. I had to teach the group a new piece while we were there just to have another encore because the crowds wouldn't let us leave.
They wouldn't let you leave.
They just kept clapping. And then perhaps one of the most moving and emotional experiences of my life, we did a music camp for primarily Ukrainian refugee children, where we brought just boxes and boxes of little recorders, little song flutes, and we did music movement classes. We taught them how to play the recorders. We did singing classes. We played the piano with them. They got to play the drums, and then they performed with the wind ensemble. They sang with us, and they played their recorders with us. We fed them and their families at a church in Rome. It was just an incredible experience, and we'll never get over that, never forget them.
These are children, predominantly children who had been displaced.
Oh, yeah, they were there with their mothers because their fathers, of course, are still in Ukraine fighting. There were other children there from other places, from the Middle East or wherever, who had also found asylum in Italy. So we had 3 different translators working with us in each of the classes. We worked with the International Rescue Committee. We vetted a number of NGOs and relief agencies that work with refugees to try to find the very best one that we could find. And we began working with the International Rescue Committee about 4 months ago to plan this event, and they were wonderful. We were able to raise some money to donate to them so that they could continue some music programs. We were able to leave some instruments with them for children that come through. They do terrific work. And yeah, it was just a really powerful experience and a way to provide some relief or a little bit of joy for a few minutes. You know, when you're working with children like that, it's funny, and anybody who works with kids kind of knows how this is. The little bitty kids, the first, second, third graders, they're up for whatever. You know, they're just so happy to be there. You get up, I don't know, 8, 9, 10. You get up to like 12, 13. Yeah, I'm kind of too cool for all this.
They got opinions.
And it's like that too. Yeah, right. I mean, it's like that everywhere, right? And so we were working to keep all the kids interested. And I remember there was this one little boy that was just kind of too cool for all this, you know. And you can't blame him. You don't know what he's been through. You don't know where his father is. You don't know what's going on. Well, I had my family with me, and my little boy went over during one of the breaks to the piano, and one of the pieces that he plays on the piano is the Carol of the Bells, bum ba da dum dee, which is really known as a Ukrainian bell carol.
Oh,
it's kind of the, I don't know what our version of that would be, Jingle Bells or Silent Night or whatever our most popular Christmas carol would be. But as soon as he started playing that, all these Ukrainian kids just rushed around the piano, and suddenly they all wanted to play, and they all knew how to play. They all knew how to do it. They all knew how to do just that right hand. Da dee dee dum dee 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 dum. Takes 3 fingers.
Bum,
so
bum.
They all got in a line and started playing it. And my son played the left hand part with them just one at a time doing it. And even that 13-year-old boy got excited, and that was his thing. We couldn't get him off the piano. So it was just amazing to see, to find a way to get through to each one of them, and so that by the time it was over, they were all smiling.
I mean, I can imagine, you know, these children and their families being displaced by this just horrendous conflict.
Right.
First of all, one, it makes, it personally, I feel, makes a lot of us all more grateful for these patriotic festivities we have coming up, taking a moment to reflect on the freedom that we have, the lack of, you know, on-the-ground conflicts that we're facing at the moment. But furthermore, I think it speaks a lot to just it's what you've spoke about before. It's the power the power of not just being able to listen to music, but the dignity and the joy that comes from getting to create music together with other people who are like-minded.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, we it is easy to take a lot for granted, of course. And, you know, we can have political debates and even heated discussions, but there aren't tanks rolling through our streets, you know? And so these, I think it's important that we take a week like this and we celebrate, and we do it not just in one day. Let's do it all week long. Let's be thankful for where we live and the fact that we could have been born somewhere else, but we weren't. Here we are. Let's not take that for granted, and let's celebrate.
Time is 8:41. We're going to go ahead and take our first commercial break. But when we come back, we will continue our conversation with the conductor of the Carroll Symphony, the Carrollton Jazz Orchestra, as well as the Carrollton Wind Ensemble, Terry Lowry, as we discuss July 4th festivities that are going to be going on all week. You're not going to want to miss that. If you have any questions or comments or kudos for our guests, feel free to throw those in the chat when we come back. I'll be happy to read them out to them. A Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating over 61 years. I'm Patrick Curran, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain to see our mission and vision in action. Academic excellence, a faith-based environment, and dynamic opportunities are just a few of the reasons our families choose Oak Mountain Academy. Academic scholarships and tuition assistance are available. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
And we're back to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. Today is Monday, July 1st. We are live streaming on video this morning on our WLBB News Talk Facebook page. So if you have any questions, comments, or kudos for our guests, feel free to throw those in the chat. Be happy to read those out to him. He being Terry Lowry, the conductor of the Carroll Symphony, Carrollton Jazz Orchestra, and Carrollton Wind Ensemble. If you're just tuning in, please go back and check out the live stream or the podcast of this episode, which will be uploaded to the station's website, as well as graticcommunications.com. You're going to want to hear details of the Wind Ensemble's travels throughout Italy, an incredible opportunity to perform with children displaced from different conflicts around the world. It's a very powerful story. I suggest you go back and check that out. Otherwise, Terry, let's jump right into it. We got a week full of events. We touched on them a little bit. But let's let folks know what they are in for, and we can tell them out the gate that all of these events are family-friendly and they are free.
Right. We plan these for the entire family. My one-year-old will be at all of them, so bring the whole family. Nothing makes me happier than to hear kids in the audience while we're performing, so I hope that people will bring the family. So Tuesday night, the Carrollton Wind Ensemble will be performing. We'll do a lot of Sousa marches, Stars and Stripes Forever, that kind of thing. We'll do the national anthem. We'll do a salute to our veterans. We'll play the battle hymn. We'll play the Candide Overture of Bernstein, some of the music that we played in Italy, because we did an all-American program in Italy. We will be joined by the Carroll County Community Chorus. They're going to come up and sing with us on the last three selections of the program, so I'm really looking forward to having them with us. It adds so much to have both those groups up there at the same time. That's at the Amp, and so you might want to come a little bit early and set up your lawn chairs if you're so inclined. And then when you're finished, just leave those lawn chairs, and they'll be waiting on you when you come back Wednesday night for the Carrollton Jazz Orchestra. And, you know, that jazz orchestra is really something.
They're unbelievable.
Yeah, right. I mean, I'm not, you know... I kind of run the rehearsals and start count off the charts, but those guys, you know, nobody's conducting those guys. They're going at it, and they are absolutely the real deal. They've kind of become kind of a hot ticket over the past few years. We're playing all over the state now, and jazzers, you know, from all over have heard about the Carrollton Jazz Orchestra. I get emails regularly, hey, if you ever get a spot, I'd love to come play. And so it's just really fantastic. They're just, you know, really incredible musicians. And to get to hear that kind of music played at such a high level is kind of rare. And so we're very fortunate to have them here, and again, to have the community support the Carrollton Jazz Orchestra. And that's Wednesday night, the 3rd of July at 8 o'clock again at the Amp. And it's free. And again, bring the family, bring the kids. Stop off at one of the local establishments on your way and just have a great night. And then Thursday night, of course, the Sounds of Liberty. That's one of our biggest events of the year. It's certainly the largest audience of the year. We do it with in conjunction with the City of Carrollton for the fireworks. We coordinate you know, the launching of the fireworks to go with the music. So, you know, I know that people have different places that they kind of like to be. Maybe you want to be over at Tabernacle or you want to be at Target and you're used to doing that. And you've not yet experienced what it's like to kind of be down on the lawn with all those people. I really urge you to at least try it. If you've never done it, if you've never been down on the lawn during the Sounds of Liberty and to then watch the fireworks from that location, they're right over your head. They're aimed really with the idea that that's the prime spot. So if you've been watching it from somewhere else, you're kind of watching it from a secondary location. Just come try it once. Hear that music being played right there in front of you and watch those fireworks going off right over your head. It really is amazing. And the fireworks that the City of Carrollton put on rival anybody's. I mean, they're really fantastic. Jonathan Dorsey does just a great job coordinating all that, and it's just a great night. It's, you know, I tell people, it's kind of like, okay, so you're going to go to a birthday party, and you're going to pull up and park in front of the house, or maybe you're going to park in front of the next door neighbor's house, and you're just going to kind of stay in the car, and that's the party. No, go to the party. Go to where the party is.
Yeah, this isn't parking on the side of Villarriga Highway, you know what I mean, watching them from far
exactly.
off. We're talking
it's
about,
just not the same.
You know, or even parking outside of, you know, if you're parked over at Target, you know, to see these fireworks, you're missing out. This is your opportunity to go to exactly where they
just
are.
Just try it. Just come down and just, and you'll see that I'm right. Just try it. Come down and set up your picnic blanket or your lawn chairs right on the lawn. You know, and you all know what I'm talking about, the big grassy lawn between Carrollton Elementary School and Carrollton Middle School. That big hill slopes up. It's a wonderful natural amphitheater. And enjoy the concert. Enjoy the fun of being there with your fellow Americans celebrating the party, and then enjoy the fireworks from that location. It really is special.
So, there's something about music, you know, swelling into the release of the fireworks
right.
that I don't think, if people haven't experienced it, that's something you don't want to miss again. This
right.
is come breathtaking.
Come to the party. Don't get near the party, but come to the party. We want you to come.
Yeah. And on top of that, I mean, there are some, you know, there are some special elements of this that I think that folks are probably going to want to know about. I believe, I'm not sure if it will be happening at the Sounds of Liberty, but I know that you will be having original compositions.
That's right.
By yep. our esteemed local musician out of Bremen.
That's right. So Eli Parrish is a recent graduate of Emory University. Many of you may have gone to school with Eli, or perhaps you taught him in school. You know his parents, Will and Amy Parrish. He's a extremely talented young musician, and we commissioned him to write a new piece for this concert. He's going to conduct that piece. I heard it. I actually got to hear it for the first time last night and was blown away. It's fantastic. So we're excited about sharing that with our community. Indra Thomas is going to be joining us to sing with us. Now, Indra Thomas, from many of you know her from the movie Driving Miss Daisy, also from the movie Heads Up. She's was nominated for an Emmy for a performance with the Newark Philharmonic, nominated for a Grammy for a performance with the London Symphony. Indra sang with the Carrollton Wind Ensemble 2 years ago in a Gershwin program. She sung in all the greatest concert halls in the world, the Metropolitan Opera, La Scala, she's Carnegie Hall with all the greatest orchestras, all the greatest conductors. I happen to have gone to college with her. And so Ender and I have remained very close friends, and she's going to come and sing four pieces with the Carroll Symphony. She's going to sing Summertime from Porgy and Bess. She's going to do two pieces by Margaret Bonds, who I think is the most underrated composer of them all, American composer. She's going to do a couple of spirituals, one called I, Too. It's a setting of poetry by Langston Hughes. And then the spiritual You Can Tell the World. And then she's going to close with Aaron Copland's Promise of Living from Tenderland. Oh, man, talking about incredible music. The audience is going to go nuts over this when they hear her sing. Google Endra Thomas and then come hear her sing with the Carroll Symphony on Thursday night. Larry Fraser will join us for our veterans tribute. You'll see veterans from all five branches in uniform. We'll have a replica of the KIA wall from the Veterans Park Association. We'll honor our Gold Star families. These are all things that you'll miss if you're somewhere else watching the fireworks. Come to the party and be a part of all of this. Hear this incredible music. Enjoy the fireworks from the lawn in front of Carrollton Elementary School. It's just an incredible night. It's my family's favorite holiday. We make a family reunion out of it every year. So my entire family's there. And I know there are a lot of other families that have done the same thing, made it a tradition that's been going on for over 20 years. Sounds of Liberty started really with as an idea of Steve Graddick. Before the Carroll Symphony was ever founded, Graddick Communications sponsored an event called the Sounds of Liberty. And when the CSO was formed, it seemed like a good fit for the CSO to take on that concert. So we'll continue that tradition that's been going on for forever, it seems like. It's the biggest celebration in the state of Georgia for the 4th of July, and look forward to seeing everybody Thursday night.
Time is 8:52. We're going to go ahead and take our last commercial break. But when we come back, we will wrap up our conversation with Terry Lowry, conductor of the Carroll Symphony Orchestra, Carrollton Jazz Orchestra, Carrollton Wind Ensemble, and so much more as we discuss the week of patriotic events kicking off again, Carrollton Wind Ensemble on Tuesday at the Amp. And then we got the Jazz Orchestra on Wednesday at 8 p.m. at the Amp. And then, of course, the Carroll Symphony Orchestra caps off the 4th of July celebration at the Carrollton City School grounds with the Sounds of Liberty concert at 8:30. Yeah, we're going to take our last break. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
The AP Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined advanced placement curriculum track to earn a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically prepared students to pursue college-level studies throughout 17 AP courses in 5 subject categories while enrolled at OMA. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
And we're back to Community Voice. Today is Monday, July 1st. I'm your host, Josh Engel. We are live streaming this morning's program, our interview with conductor Terry Lowry of the Carroll Symphony Orchestra, Carrollton Jazz Orchestra, Carrollton Wind Ensemble, so much more, as they're going to be playing a week of patriotic events, both with kicking off with the Carrollton Wind Ensemble Tuesday night, Jazz Orchestra Wednesday, and of course, the Carroll Symphony Orchestra caps off the 4th of July celebrations at Carrollton City School grounds for the 2024 Sounds of Liberty. We only have about I'd say 4.5 minutes left. I did want to touch on one more thing before we recap everything. I mean, I'm still pretty blown away by the story that you shared earlier with the Wind Ensemble having the opportunity to travel to Italy and to perform all throughout the country. and as well as getting to engage with children and their families who have been displaced from conflicts all across the world. Yeah. I do think I always like to pick your analytical mind a bit. Could you speak a bit to the effect and the power of music in regards to the feelings we have about our own nation, our own country? I mean, this is a very patriotic event. You have veterans from all wars coming out. You have individuals that are taking a moment to celebrate how grateful we are that we live in this country. And you have the opportunity to play with families, and from countries that are a lot worse off than ours. Could you speak a bit to that and a bit about, the importance of events like this?
Well, I think it comes down to gratitude. For me and for those that I've talked to in our group, to travel overseas and to really cover almost the whole country. I mean, we really kind of zigzagged from the top down, from the north down to the south, from Venice to Florence to Rome and all these little cities in between. We saw a lot of Italy. And music is a universal language, instrumental music in particular. One of the beautiful things about instrumental music is that it really, when you get down to it, it means what the listener thinks it means. If that makes sense. If I write a song with lyrics and I write a song about going fishing, the song is about going fishing. As opposed to if I write a song about a broken heart, I'm writing a song about a broken, that's not about fishing. That's, but if I write a purely instrumental piece of music, then I may have an idea of what it means to me as I write it. Or if someone else wrote it and I'm performing it, I might have an idea of what it is as I'm performing it. Could be different than what the composer thought. But as a listener, I may have a third idea, just a totally different idea of what this means. And it's really a powerful way of communicating, because the piece of art is not finished until it's been heard by the listener. They're part of the creative process. Their interpretation of what they're hearing, whether it's nostalgia or whatever it may be, whatever that emotion is or combination of emotions, the act of creation isn't finished until they've heard it. And so it's a powerful connection when you have an engaged audience that's actively listening. And of course, in Europe, there's this this musical tradition that goes back 2,000 years, and so it's a we really feel like we connected with them. We would start with a great crowd. The presenting organization that sponsored our concerts would always leave the door to the cathedrals open, and by the time we were finished, man, it was packed. Cell phones everywhere. It was just fantastic, and we really feel like we got to connect with them. Now, take that same idea and try to find a way to communicate with a church full of children who don't really speak English, or not well anyway, maybe a few broken words, and to try to let them know that, hey, we know you're here. We don't really know what you've been through, but we know that it's been rough. The world hasn't forgotten you. And we want you to have at least one day of feeling important and of feeling joy and connecting with us. And we hope that this carries on till tomorrow. We hope that you remember this the next day and for as long as possible. And to then be able to share this music, suddenly we don't need these words anymore. We're all participating in the same thing. We've got this connection through the music, and it's a powerful, powerful thing. So we're going to try to do that with the people of Carrollton over Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, as we just give thanks and celebrate that we live in the greatest country in the world.
Absolutely. Terry, thank you so much for coming on the program. Guys, don't miss it. Wind Ensemble kicking off at the Amp at 8 on Tuesday. Jazz Orchestra continuing, playing at 8 at the Amp. playing a little American jazz. And then, of course, 8:15 at the Carrollton City School Grounds. Don't miss the 22nd annual, the 2024 Sounds of Liberty Concert, beginning at 8:15. Terry, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Thanks, Josh. Thanks for having me.
And to everyone tuning in at home, we'll see you next time.